Purgatory, among many other things, even in the natural world, teaches us this one secret about the spiritual life that many people do not live out, and it's the one thing keeping them from further growth. We're going to talk about what that is and get into explaining that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, what is this one incredible secret? I'm going to read it to you from the Flame of Love of the Immaculate Heart, the Spiritual Diary. Why haven't any of you told me about the Flame of Love? This thing is amazing. Hundreds of you have. I finally had an interview with Jill Wetz, I believe is her name, back in like on October, November. It took me 4 months to finally start reading it. This stuff is pure gold. Unbelievable. This quote tells you everything right here. To receive great graces, your soul must be prepared by greater sufferings. This is the only way to increase grace in your soul. Those two sentences encapsulate everything about the spiritual life. Purgatory teaches us this in this profound way. You cannot enter and receive the grace of heaven. Heaven is an incredible grace, except through incredible sufferings. And purgatory, it's like this big, loud poster, this big sign that tells us you cannot enter heaven unless you have suffered a lot. It gives us this profound teaching. Even nature teaches us this. How do we get to spring and summer? We have to go through winter. The plants, literally, if you study biology or horticulture, each different plant has to go through a certain amount of hours of cold, of winter, in order to enter into spring. And our souls is the exact same way. For us to receive particular graces, gifts, healings, conversions, etc., we must go through a certain amount of suffering. And so the question for us is as follows. Do you really want to receive the different graces that you're asking for? Healings, conversions, gifts, whatever they are, think about them. If you want that, let's say the conversion of someone who's sick of cancer, if you really want that, you have to pay the price. Even our liturgical calendar gives us this. Christmas and Easter are incredible moments of grace. And just before those, the church places times of suffering, Advent and Lent. So this video is being recorded just before Lent 2025, a couple weeks before. What graces do you want to receive from the Lord? Let your heart desire them. Maybe some of us who know this teaching are like, well, I don't want anything now. I just, Lord, I'm fine. That's not enough. We must want to be holy. We must want to grow in graces. We must want to have the conversion of other people. For all of that to happen, we must ask the Lord or willingly undertake sufferings. Now, when I look at my own life, this is incredibly true. There are particular moments that just before this grace was given, I received incredible sufferings. Just this last year, just before the grace of November, which for my channel is a huge grace, I was a week in the hospital. Incredible sufferings. Just before this grace of going to Ireland in this procession that was actually kind of related to the Flame of Love movement, it's even sort of prophesied in the beginning, the Feast of Candlemas and all these things, that's kind of early on in the book. I'm like in about page 50. Just before all of that, incredible sufferings for those 2 weeks before. It was awful. It was really bad. Just before the channel really started growing, I had that accident where I was almost paralyzed, and there's at least 3 or 4 other major moments in my life where I've been in the hospital or incredible turmoils, and you've probably already seen that too. So now it's the time for us to grow up and to become spiritual adults and to see these gifts that God wants to give us. What are those? The gift of healing, the gift of bilocation, the gift of reading the hearts of other people, the gift of prophecy, the gift of speaking in tongues, the gift of discerning good from evil. Many of you responded to that one video where I talked about cursed objects and you were wanting to contact my friend. He's very busy. Perhaps you should ask for that gift for yourself. But if you're going to get it, guess what? You have to pay the price. It is not free. Pay the price. Want to pay the price. Ask the Lord for the grace to want to suffer so that you can obtain more graces. It's the only way we can grow in the spiritual life. Bad news is the only way to grow in the spiritual life is to suffer a lot. The good news is when you suffer a lot, you receive incredible graces, and those graces are more valuable than we can possibly imagine. We cannot imagine the graces, how valuable they are, how many conversions they will bring, the effect they will have in our souls in heaven. My friends, have courage. Ask the souls in purgatory who are suffering incredibly now to pray for you to do what they are doing now on earth so that you can have heaven come to earth right now and not just when you get to heaven. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.